My name is Chaya Rep, and this is Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Chof Beis. In this parak, David HaMelech officially gives Shlomo the charge to build the Beis HaMikdash. The parak begins with the site upon which the Beis HaMikdash will be built, which David identified at the end of the plague in last parak. The Medrash and Pesik Dor Abasi comments regarding this event. Ritzon Yireav Yaseh. Hashem fulfills the desire of those who fear him. This is a phrase we say multiple times a day in the prayer Ashrei, which is taken from Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. The Medrash says, how do we know this is true? How do we know it is true that Hashem fulfills the desire of those who fear him? The Medrash answers from David HaMelech. Hashem saw how passionately David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. In Tehillim Kuf Lamed Hei, David says, Im avo be'ol beisi, im aleh al eres yitzuai. I will not enter my house, I will not go upon my bed. I will not sleep, I will not close my eyes, until I find a dwelling place for Hashem. Seeing this passion, Hashem sent the Navi Gad to show David the site of the Beis HaMikdash by telling him to build a Mizbeach on a Ravna's threshing floor. As soon as David found it, says the Medrash, he began to measure, saying, from here to here will be the courtyard, and from here to here will be the Kadosh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies. As it is written, quoting the opening pasuk of our perek, Perek Chav Beis, Vayomer David, Zehu Beis Hashem Halokim. David says, this is the house of Hashem, the place where the house of Hashem will be built. Mizem Mizbeach Le'olah Yisrael. And this is the altar which is destined to be for the burnt offerings that will be offered. Notably, there are other sources that indicate that David knew the location of the Beis HaMikdash many years prior to this event. The Gemara in Makos Yud Aleph tells the following story. B'sha'ah shekara David shisin kfa tahoma ba'al l'mishtafa l'alma. When David dug the drain pipes in preparation for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the waters of the depths arose, and there was a danger that they would flood the entire world. David asked, what is the halacha? Am I allowed to write Hashem's sacred name on an earthenware shard and throw it into the depths so that the water will subside? Initially, no one answered, and David announced, anyone who knows the answer and doesn't respond should be strangled. Achitofel, a close advisor to David, stood up. Nasa Achitofel kal v'chomer ba'atzmo. Achitofel presented a kal v'chomer argument, a how much more so argument. Amar, umah laso shalom bin ish l'ishto, amra ha-Torah shmish nechta b'ktusha yimachay al hamayim, l'kol ha'olam kulo lo kal shekein? If in order to make peace between a man and his wife, in the case of the sota, the accused woman who's suspected of adultery, the Torah says Hashem's name shall be erased in the waters, is it not obvious that to establish peace for the whole world it should be permitted? David then wrote Hashem's sacred name on a shard, threw it into the water, and the water subsided. This is a fascinating story in its own right, but what's also interesting is Rashi's comment. Rashi says, Yesh tema b'davar. This is surprising. Sha'arei lo kana David es hagoren me'aravna ha'yivusi ad masa dehasasa sha'isa lachar misas Achitofel gimel shanim. This whole discussion of David getting input from Achitofel about the drain pipes is surprising since David didn't buy the threshing floor from Aravna until after the census. And the census happened 3 years after the rebellion of Avshalom, which is when Achitofel died by suicide. So this conversation had to have taken place a minimum of 3 years before the census. So how is David installing drain pipes at the site of the Beis HaMikdash if the site of the Beis HaMikdash hadn't yet been revealed to him? Rashi concludes, Lefi dvarim halalu tzrichim anu lomar she'af al pi shelo kana hagoren yodea haya minu urav miyom shenimshach. Rashi concludes that even before David bought the site, he knew where it was, from the day he was anointed by Shmuel to be king. B'yashvuhu Shmuel b'navos harama ubatku b'sefer Yoshua umatsu makom l'beis hamikdash. And he and Shmuel sat and delved into the text of Sefer Yoshua to figure it out. Rashi here refers to a Gemara in Zvachim, which describes that conversation. So think about this for a minute. David had a conversation with Shmuel in which they used the text of Yoshua to identify the site of the Beis HaMikdash. When was that conversation? When did Shmuel die? We know that King Shaul used a necromancer to communicate with a dead Shmuel during the battle in which Shaul ultimately lost his life. So Shmuel was gone while Shaul was alive before David's reign officially even began. My point here, which comes across so strongly in the Gemara and the Midrashim, is that David's aspiration to build the Beis HaMikdash was a lifelong ambition, which began as soon as he was appointed to be king, even before he actually began to rule. I'll note also that in Perek Tes, when the Mishmaros, the watches of the Levium, the Levites, were set up in the second temple, Pasuk Chaf Beis there tells us that the Levi gatekeepers, Hema Yisa David Ushmuel Haro'eh, had been established in the first temple period by David and the prophet Shmuel. So not only the identification of the site of the Beis HaMikdash and the installation of the drain pipes, but the establishment of the service of the Levium also all took place before David's kingship even began. Then, once David became king, the process continued, with him setting aside spoils of war and bringing the Aron, the Holy Ark, up to Yerushalayim. We see that David is rewarded for his passionate devotion and extensive involvement in building the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed tells the following story. Amar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam mecholi al oso avon, Amar lo mechol lach. David said to Hashem, "Forgive me for that sin," referring to the sin with Bathsheba. Hashem says, "Mechol lach, you are forgiven." Amar lo asei mi os b'chayai. Amar lo b'chayecha ani modia, b'chay Shlomo bincha ani modia. Hashem responds, "Not in your lifetime, but in the lifetime of Shlomo, I will demonstrate this." Keshebana Shlomo es Beis HaMikdash, bikesh lahachnis aron lebeis kadshei kadoshim, dafku sharem ze bazeh. When it was time for Shlomo to bring the Aron, the Ark, into the newly built Beis HaMikdash, the gates were stuck together and could not be opened. The Gemara goes on to describe how Shlomo recited 24 songs of praise, and still he was not answered. The gates would not open. Finally, Kevan Shamar Hashem Elokim, Al Tashev Pnei Mashichacha, Zachar Lechaste David Avdecha, Miad Na'ana. Finally, when Shlomo said, "Hashem, do not turn your face away from your anointed. Remember the good deeds of your servant David," he was immediately answered. After 400 years of the Jewish people living in the land of Israel, it was David HaMelech who had the idea that it was time to build the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately played a significant role in its planning and construction. And so it is most appropriate that the gates opened in his honor. Continuing on in our perek, the next thing that David does is to assemble a workforce, including Gerim, who are either Givonim, that we discussed in a previous parak, or other descendants of Canaanite nations who live peacefully among the Jews in Israel. They were involved in some of the heavy lifting of the Beis HaMikdash, quarrying stones out of the mountains and carrying stones into the city. David says to himself in Pasuk Hey, Shlomo bini nar varach, my son Shlomo is young. Seder Olam tells us that when Shlomo became king, he was all of 12 years old. So if this was before then he was younger than 12. V'habayis livnos l'Hashem l'hagdil l'mala l'shem l'siferas l'chol ha'aretzos. And the house to be built will be exceedingly great. In other words, this is a project of immense proportions. Achina nolo, I will prepare for him. Vayichan David l'rov l'fnei moso. And David prepared a great deal, setting aside a great amount of materials and resources before he died. In Psukim Zion through Tezion, David charges Shlomo with the building of the Beis HaMikdash in a conversation that does not appear in Sefer Shmuel or Melachim. David says, Vayhi alai dvar Hashem lemor, dam l'rov shafachta u'melchamos gdolos asisa. The word of Hashem came to me, saying, "You have shed much blood and fought great battles." Lo siv nevayis l'shmi, ki damim rabim shafachta arza lefanai. You shall not build a house for my name, for you have shed much blood on the earth before me. This communication from Hashem to David is not mentioned in Shmuel Beis or in Divrei Hayamim in Perek Yud Zayin when David gets the idea to build the Beis HaMikdash and the Navi says no. There, in Perek Yud Zayin, the Navi speaks of a son who will be born to David, in whose time there will be great peace, and who will be the one to build. The inference was that in David's time there was not yet the requisite peace necessary to build. Radak says there was not a separate communication to David on this matter. Rather, David is saying here what he read between the lines. Malbim, however, says that there were two prophecies. One, in which Hashem said the reason David could not build was that the requisite peace hadn't been achieved, and it was for this reason that David went out to battle in the subsequent prakim. Once those battles were successfully won, David thought that Hashem would then allow him to build. And then came the second communication, in which David was denied permission due to an abundance of blood spilt. Ramban, as we've previously discussed, understands that as a man of war, David represented the strict justice attribute of Hashem, the Midas Hadin, and therefore he was not suited to be the builder of the house which would serve as the focus of God's mercy, Hashem's Midas Harachamim. In contrast, Hine ben nolad lach hui ya'ish menucha, vanichosi lo mikol ayvav misaviv. You have a son who will be a man of rest, for I will give him rest from all the enemies surrounding him. Ki shlomo yiyashimo, v'shalom v'sheket etein al Yisrael b'yamav. Shlomo will be his name from the word shalom for peace, and I shall confer peace and quiet on Israel in his time. David davens that Hashem should be with Shlomo, and instructs him, Az tatzliach im tishmar lasus es hachukim bes hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The key to your success will be following the mitzvos of the Torah. The parak goes on to describe the abundance of metals and workers that David designated for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and once again David charges Shlomo, Kom v'aseh v'hi Hashem imach, go and do it, and may Hashem be with you. David additionally charged all the officers to support Shlomo and tells them to prepare themselves spiritually for what's ahead. Atat nu levavchem v'nafshachem l'drush l'Hashem elokechem, ukumo uvenu es mikdash Hashem halokim. Set your minds and hearts on seeking out Hashem and go and build the house of Hashem. We end the discussion of our parak by noting that much of the content of this parak and the prakim that follow are devoted entirely to David's efforts in preparation for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that this content is absent from Sefer Shmuel. In Perek Tesayin, we similarly saw that the description of moving the Aron, the Ark to Yerushalayim, and the celebrations that accompanied it was much more detailed in Divrei Hayamim as compared to Shmuel. This highlights the differing roles of the two Svarim. Sefer Shmuel is the story of David HaMelech the man and the kingdom in his time, with its ups and downs and all of its complexity. In contrast, Divrei Hayamim is the long view and focuses on David's role as the founder of the eternal Davidic dynasty. The significant role he played as a builder and a planner of the Beis HaMikdash was very much relevant to this Divrei Hayamim role. This shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.